Nearly 5 months after a tragic shooting took the lives of Hoonah police officers Tony Wallace and Matt Tokuoka, life in the 800-person village is slowly returning to normal. Residents say thanks to the town's close-knit nature and a little help from other Alaskan communities, they've been able to band together and help each other heal. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
Hoonah Mayor Wendy Skaffelstad leans back in his chair and recalls how officers Tony Wallace and Matt Tokuoka used to poke fun at him whenever they'd visit City Hall.
I was always the old gray mayor, you know, and I thought it was pretty cute. And they had little hand tricks that they'd pull on me. They'd, you know, come in and shake my hand. And it had little hand tricks that they'd do, getting to know the boys that were just like a couple of my kids.
Wallace was 32 years old and Tokuoka 39 when they were ambushed by a lone gunman last August 28th on Hoonah's Front Street. Wallace was on duty and had his mother in his patrol car for a ride-along. They'd stopped to talk to Tokuoka, who was off-duty and driving around with his wife and kids. Alleged shooter John Marvin Jr. held police at bay for more than 24 hours before being tear-gassed out of his home and surrendering. Skaffelstad, who's 74 and has lived in Hoonah most of his life, says the whole thing's still kind of hard to believe.
The town was pretty badly shook up about it. You know, weren't we all? You know, what a tragedy. But I know the boys are in good hands now, and they don't want us to mourn anymore.
Today, the Hoonah Police Department has the same number of officers as before the shooting. Billy Mills, a lieutenant in Hoonah before joining the Craig Police Department in 2008, returned to the force in December. And DJ Lindstrom, a recruit attending the Alaska Public Safety Academy at the time of the shooting, has graduated and is now a sworn officer. Skaffelstad says both grew up in Hoonah and know the town well. He's quick to thank other Alaska communities that offered support in the days and weeks after the incident. Condolences poured in from around the world, while towns like Yakutat, Wrangell, and Haines loaned officers to Hoonah's suddenly depleted police force.
You felt the real Alaska when you got these guys in here.
Edna Skaffelstad is married to the mayor's nephew and owns Grandma Nina's coffee shop. She says the support from other communities has been amazing.
I think the community every day is getting stronger and moving forward.
But she says Hoonah has also done a lot of healing on its own. The family of Officer Tokuoka, whose wife Haley grew up in Hoonah, has led by example. Edna says Tokuoka's father-in-law, George Martin, comes into the coffee shop nearly every day.
Meets with a group of guys every morning, and they visit and they talk, and it's just, it's a positive thing. You know, they can sit down and fellowship together.
She also credits an ad hoc group known as the Hope Committee, which started before the shooting in response to other tragedies in Hoonah. She declined to discuss those other incidents, but says the group has been instrumental in organizing activities and events to help people cope with the loss of the two officers.
There was a request for a community choir to start, and there's Saturday soccer for the elementary kids that also has come out of that, and hopefully we'll get some winter activities with some skiing and skating and stuff for the community.
Psychologist Destiny Sargent led a team from Juno's Critical Incident Stress Management Team to Hoonah a few days after the shooting. She says the idea of group healing was a focus of the visit.
What we don't want people to do is suffer alone, silently, and feel like they are somehow not okay or going crazy.
Sargent says the stress management team met with about 150 people during their stay and gave them resources to utilize so they didn't feel alone after the team left. The alleged shooter had previous run-ins with the officers and several documented incidents of bizarre behavior. Sargent says there's no way to know for sure whether more resources in Hoonah before the shooting could have prevented it.
I wish we had an answer for things like that. I wish all people could get their needs met. But human behavior is very, very difficult to predict. And we do live in a society where we can sometimes offer people things, and that doesn't necessarily mean that they're willing to, you know, follow through. So that's a really tough one that doesn't have a really good answer.
The officers were shot right across the street from Edna Skaffelstad's coffee shop. She says she doesn't have a good answer either.
I didn't see it coming, not in Hoonah, you know, not here.
But 5 months after the tragedy, she says this has always been a close-knit community, which thankfully has helped during the healing process. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.